Blog Talk Radio.
Take all of me,
I am. Everything I have is yours. I yield to you. I surrender to you. I give my life to you. Everything I have is yours. Everything I have is yours. I'm yours. I don't hold back anything. I don't hold back anything. Everything I have, everything I am yours. I'm yours. My dreams are yours. My future is yours. My possession, yours. My family, yours. My finances, yours. My talent, my gifts are yours. My whole body belongs to you. My agenda is yours. Everything I have, everything I am, everything I have, everything. Everything I am, yours. All I want is your presence. All I want is your presence. Everything I have is yours. All I want is your presence, Jesus. I just want your glory. I just want your presence in my life. I don't care about anything else. You can do with me as you please. I am yours. Oh, Lord, I am yours. I am yours.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. This man. Praise the Lord. He's worthy of the praise. Amen. We thank God for who he is and what he is. Amen. You're listening to Prophet Outreach Chapel located 12025 Griffin Avenue, amen. And I'm Apostle Thorne Hyphen Kirk, and I'm the senior pastor. And we thank God for each and every one of you out there in radio land, amen, as well as those of you in the service, amen. We praise God today. Our scripture text, for those of you who need to write them down in advance, amen. All right, thank you, Jesus. It's John, 1 John 1 through 10. 1 John 1, 2 through 10, amen. And I will be reading it in your hearing myself, Genesis 1 and 26. Genesis 1 and 26. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're giving you time, and my subject tag is that which was from the beginning. All right, thanks to God. We're going to pray, amen. I know some people where it is, it's hot. Some of you are tired, sleepy. But we're going to give God what's due to him, amen. Because God allows us to have 6 days to do what we want to do. And we have 1 day to give him praise, amen. So we're going to pray before the throne of grace, amen. Father God, I ask you right now, Lord, that you come into this service, this spirit. Lord, that you speak your word to your people in the name of Jesus. That you send on your anointing, Lord, that it goes out and touch some man, some boy, touch some woman, some girl, touch someone today. In the name of Jesus, we need you to come on right now. Move by your spirit. It's not about what we know. It's not our understanding. But, oh, God, we need you to come in, touch our minds, teach us your word, help us to be receptive to your word, Jesus, our help today, Jesus, our way maker, Lord, somebody out there, Lord, don't know you to be a way maker, somebody out there, Lord, don't know you to be a doctor, somebody out there, Lord, don't know you to be a lawyer, but oh God, you're more than enough. Everything we need is in your hands. You have not lost control. No matter what's going on in the world, you're still God, sitting on your throne, all-seeing, all-knowing God. We understand that we're living in the last and evil days, and your son Jesus is soon to come. We got to be ready. We can't be trying to get ready. But, oh, Father God, we got to be ready. When your son cracks the sky in all his glory, saints in the radio land, no matter what your condition is, you got to get ready, because you can see by the signs of the time, God is showing rapidly things, because Jesus on his way back, soon and very soon. Oh, Jesus, help us today, help us today, so we can be ready when you come in these last and evil days. Oh, Lord, I ask you as a servant to speak your word to your people, a sin only anointing which breaks the yoke in the name of Jesus. Somebody need to feel your presence. Somebody need to feel your anointing. Somebody need to know that you're still in the saving business. Somebody need to know that you're still in the restoring business. Oh, Father God, somebody need to know that you're still moving by your spirit. Miracles still happening. Somebody has given up hope. Somebody has done that just when things seem impossible, God's specializes in things that seem impossible. He is almighty God. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. We need you, Lord, in these times. Yes, Lord. Death on every hand. We don't know what tomorrow faces, but we know who holds tomorrow. Jesus, we need you right now. Jesus, and the consent of the Lord. Yeah. Oh, God, just have mercy on your people today. In the name of Jesus, we don't want to go to hell. It's surely hot, but hell is harder if you're not saved. I want you to know this heat that we have cannot compare to what's in store for you in hell. You need to get it together while you have a chance. God is reaching out to you. Jesus is waiting. He's waiting on you. Come on to the throne of God. Yes, Lord. Somebody needs to say yes, yes to his will. Somebody needs to say yes, yes. Somebody needs to say yes. I surrender all, my blessed Savior. Oh, merciful God, we need you right now to touch these old body, remove every pain in the name of Jesus, remove every stiffness in the name of Jesus. We come against arthritis in the name of Jesus. We come against diabetes. We come against heart problems. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come against old mind conditions, dementia, mental health issues. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, move by your spirit as only you can move. Lord, we just thank you right now. We just thank you for what you've done, what you're going to do, and what you're doing right now. We praise your great and holy name in Jesus Christ. Thank God. Amen. If you were praying for me, I won't be long. I told you to pray, and we can go home if the Lord said the same. If you don't pray, we might be here a little longer. Amen. All right. If you say with me, that which was from the beginning. Say with me, that which was from the beginning. All right now. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to understand that we understand that from the beginning, we were not just here all by ourselves. We didn't just pop into the world, amen? But in John 1 and 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, amen? It wasn't us in the beginning. It was who in the beginning? It was God. It was God. So I want you to understand Jesus was there at the beginning. Amen. And we are talking today because today is intergenerational day. Amen. Amen. And we're going to talk about Jesus, how Jesus came down. He didn't just happen to come down in all his glory. He came down through the generations. Amen. Jesus came down from 42 generations, amen? We're talking about intergenerational day. Jesus came down. He had a mother and a father, yes, he did. He had sisters and brothers, yes, he did. And I imagine that if we lived long enough, he might have even had nieces and nephews, but Jesus came down through 42 generations, amen? That means somebody taught him about the way that he should go. Somebody trained him up in the customs and things that had to do with being a Jewish person. Amen. Somebody passed down from generation to generation. They kept the traditions. But I want you to know there is not just things that just come into existence. Things are passed down, that which from the beginning. We have to learn and know that which was from the beginning was and is God. Reader?
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. The life was manifested, and we have bear witness and declare to you the eternal life, which was the Father and was manifested to us.
Stop right there, Rita. Amen. If you would stop right there, let me pick up a message. Genesis, I want to go to Genesis 1 and 26, because what we're talking about, what has been transferred down. I'm going to read this. And God said, let us. He didn't say let me. He said what? Let us make man in our own image. And after our own likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So there at the beginning, we know the word was God and God was there. But then it also says, let us. Us refers to there was God and Son there from the beginning. And from the generation to generations, you know, he said, cattle, let the fish of the sea. Do we not call what do we call things in the air? We have, some of us have pets. We have learned to call them what? Fish. Amen. And if we know that we have seen some fowls in the air, we still call them what? Fowl. We still have learned that because that had been passed down from generation to generation, and we still call cows what? Cattle. Amen. We have learned this because in the beginning, God said these things, and man came to know these things, and whatever Adam named these things, they came down, and we still call those things the same things that Adam has called them. Amen. We understand that because God has been from the beginning, that he has demonstrated to us that God is all powerful. He demonstrated to us that there is a Son called Jesus Christ. And he has demonstrated to us because in the beginning, God was conscious of his creation. Amen. And then he has so much compassion, as the scripture said here, that from the beginning, which we have heard, then we have seen with our own eyes. What he was talking about here, what have they seen with their own eyes? Has any man seen God? No. What this reading is talking about is the Son of God, which was manifested in the flesh. Amen. They saw him, they walked with him, they talked with him, and they lived with him. Amen. This gives, he is giving an eyewitness account of the power of God manifested through his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So then after Christ came down through 42 generations and he became what the Bible says was manifestation of what? It was manifestation of God's power for us. Amen. Read if you'll read on.
That you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you, that your joy may be full. This is the message which we have heard from him, and that God is, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us.
Can we say amen?
Amen.
As I said, Paul is giving an eyewitness account to the power of the Holy Spirit because he was there. You think about it right now, we are walking in faith, but they walked with Jesus. They were able to feel him and know that God has come to existence for us. He was a witness of the crucifixion. He was a witness of the burial, and he was a witness for the resurrection Christ Jesus. Amen. So then, you know, we hear about, well, maybe there's some life after death. Maybe there's nothing to death. Maybe you just live here and you die. But here, Paul is giving an account that, see, no, we saw and we touched with our own eyes. We saw all of this, and we've been giving you an eyewitness account that yes, Jesus lives. God sent his only begotten Son. And yes, we were able to not just read this in the story. We are our witness to the fact that we walked with him. We talked with him. We were able to go out and see the world through Jesus' eyes. My God, what a mighty God we have. Because who could be so compassionate as to send his word into the form of flesh? Amen. Jesus is what? Jesus is Lord. Amen. And then we have to have faith because, see, from the beginning, that which was from the beginning was witnessed to us as he is in the presence. You and I weren't there when Jesus walked the earth. Amen. You and I were not there when the disciples lived with him and communed with him. You were not there when we saw Jesus hung to a tree. You were not there to witness the resurrection, but somebody was there. Somebody told the story how he hung his head and died. We are the beneficiary of our witness account to what happened. And I want you to know we have to have faith. This was where from the beginning we had to believe what we have read. The pathway which was at the beginning and right now, God is omnipresent. Amen. God was there then and God was there now. If we confess, he says, our sins. Now, we got to believe that there is a God. We got to believe that there is a Jesus Christ. We got to believe that there is something out there bigger and greater than us. Amen? Because we weren't there. We have faith in the testimonies of the eyewitness. We have faith in the things that have been transmitted to us, given to us from generation to generation, from our grandparents, from our parents. We have to believe that which has been taught to us. And if we believe what we have been taught, then we said we can what? Confess our sins. Because we have faith, he is faithful and just to what? Forgive us our sins and to cleanse us up from all unrighteousness. Now, if you don't believe and have faith, then what is the point? Amen. If you read the Bible and you think it's just a story, it's just a historical pathway, then you are not getting the message. If you have sat down at the feet of your grandmother, your grandfather, and they have told you how God has worked in their life, and they have told you how they have read the scriptures and how they have had faith according to what's going on in their life, and you just think it's just a story being passed down, then where are you? Where is your faith? But I want you to know that I'm here to tell you, whatever was good enough for your grandparent, it was good enough for the great-grandparent, it was good enough for your mother, your father, it was good enough for them, it ought to be good enough for you, amen? Because you can go back as far as your generation goes back, as far as you know. Some of you may not have always been in a church, but there have to have been somebody in your life who told the story, how he bled, died, and died on a cross for you. Somebody have told the story to you how Jesus came down, when he came down from heaven. Somebody told the story that if you confess with your mouth, if you confess that you are a sinner, if you ask God to come in, he'll do that justly and forgive you of your sins. He'll clean you up from all unrighteousness. Somebody had to have told the story that Jesus says to the uttermost. Jesus says he'll pick you up and he'll turn you around. He'll place your feet on solid ground. Somebody had to tell you that when you need a doctor, you can call on Dr. Jesus. Somebody had to tell you that God will answer prayer. That all you got to do is bring your troubles to God. To
said he'll solve your problems. Somebody had to tell you that you're covered in the blood, and the blood of Jesus makes you whole. Somebody had to decree and declare power over your life when you didn't want to be saved. Somebody prayed for you when you were sick. Somebody prayed for you. It had to be that there was some faith somewhere. They believe in the word of God. Somebody believe that every word of God is right. Hallelujah to his name. Somebody read the Bible. Somebody understood that it's not by our own understanding, but it's by the understanding of the Holy Spirit. Because, see, when you get saved, that's only half of it. You need some keeping power. Somebody might have learned from generation to generation that it's time to have praying service. You don't hear me. Somebody may have learned that if you get down on your knees and begin to tarry, ask God to forgive you, that he'll clean you up, that he'll hear a sinner's prayer. Somebody may have told you that when you get saved, you got to tarry for the great gift, which is called a comforter. He said, Jesus said, I go away so that the comforter can come. When you receive the comforter, he will show you all truth. He'll make you brand new. Oh, glory to God. Somebody was an eyewitness and said, I know it is so because it happened to me. Somebody was an eyewitness to that which within the Bible. They understood about that quickening power. Yes, Lord, because I'm here to tell you, when you receive the baptism and through the Holy Spirit, that burning with fire, there is some quickening power. Yes, Lord, in the day when your name is called, when it's time for you to go meet the master, you're going to take off this old mortal body. You shall be changed. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. By the quickening of the Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord. Ikanashanda. That Holy Spirit, that quickening power is what changed. It came into the grave of Jesus Christ. That quickening power told him to get up from the grave. Oh, yes, that quickening power. Jesus to say, oh, death, where you so saying, for I got the victory. Yes, Lord, if you want to have the victory, you got to believe what was from the beginning, and that was God and Jesus. You got to believe that was from the beginning. He saved back then. If he did it before, he'll do it again. He'll do it again. He'll save you. He'll save children. He'll save your grandchildren. But I want you to know, just like someone prayed for you, just like someone told you about the word of God, just like someone you in your mess, and you didn't get what you deserve, but God had grace and mercy, because someone was on their belly crying out to God. I want you to know, to saints of God, in these last and evil days, just like they did for you, you got to do it for your children, just like they did it for you. You got to do it for your grandchildren. You gotta do for the saints of God who you worship with. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You got to understand that in these last and evil days, if there ever was a time to read your Bible, now is the time. If there ever was a time to get down on your knees and pray and seek the Lord, now is the time. Because if you read in Revelation, it'll tell you about what's going on. And we right there at the cross. But you got to do what you know how to do. You got to go back to what you know. As my grandson says, I know because I know that I know that I know. You got to go there with yourself sometime. When the devil comes and wants to attack you and make you doubt what you know, you got to have it. I know that I know that I know down on the inside because that which from the beginning is still here today. That which was from the beginning is God. That which from the beginning was God in His Son. And He's still on the throne. And God is still working it out. I want you to know it's our responsibility. You have a Bible in your hand. If you're reading a Bible in your hand, that's your responsibility to teach that Bible just like someone taught you. Your responsibility to have teach your children. And if you already did the work, you have grandchildren and your children are not teaching it, it's your job to teach it to the grandchildren. That falls on your responsibility because we all are intergenerationally connected. Amen. Because if time is running out, we don't have time to sit on our morals. Amen. It's your job to teach the young folk today. It's your job to pray for the young folks today. It's your job to show love today. And as I close, don't sit up there and act like you've been saved all your life. When young people get in the stuff, don't sit up there and act like you know it's such a horrible crime. You know you need to pray because you were no angel yourself. Amen. Understand that, and I don't want anybody to think, well, I never did anything. The Bible said all have sinned, and that's the last part of it, and falling short. So don't come off your high morals, don't come off your high horse. You just a sinner saved by grace. And I want you to understand that. Don't get up there and look at people down through your nose because I want you to know you are here today, but tomorrow that could be you. You need to pray. You need to tell this dying world that there is an answer. It's not marching up and down on arm to the T. There is an answer. Instead of marching up and down armed with a T, try getting on your knees. Try getting on your knees. Wonder what would happen if we had a sit-down prayer like we as a demonstration. I wonder what would happen if we as a city came together generation after generation all together and just got down on our knees and prayed. What a show, what a demonstration that would be to the things that are going on in the world. It's praying time, saints. Go back, remember that which is from the beginning. If you know how you were taught, it's time to go back there. If you know how they prayed for you, it's time to go back there. If you know what it took for your grandparents and your parents, it takes that and some more today. Amen. So as I close, remember that which was from the beginning. Go back. Go back and do that. Research it, especially on generational day. You know, it allowed us to know that Jesus came down from 42 generations. God didn't have to do it that way. He could have just let him come down. But he chose to let him go through so that what the word of God could be for me. Read your Bible. At this point, if there's anyone that want prayer at the end of our song, just stand up or put your hand up. We're going to have prayer. Those people who need to put prayer requests in the prayer box, let's get them in while our song is playing. Amen. Amen. Jesus. Thank you, 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 Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My provider, my healer, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, my healer, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. There it is. Oh, yeah. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Oh, oh. Mm. It'll happen when I call him. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Happen when I call him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Ah, that's it. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. 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 Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Ah, hey, 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 hey. Oh, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus.